I'd like to read the scriptures to you. We're reading from John's Gospel, chapter 14. And we're going to read from verse 18 down to verse 23. The Lord Jesus had told his disciples that he was going away. And the disciples were having difficulty in coming to terms to what he had just said. But Jesus reassures them that he's not going to leave them on their own. In fact, he wants to come and make a home with them. It starts like this. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And it's those words, our home. With him. It was back in 2001 on a Sunday morning after the communion service that Pat sidled up to me while we were counting the offering. And to my amazement, he said, would I take his funeral service? I was so shocked that I almost said, did he have a day in mind? During the service that morning, Pat read the verse we have just read. Verse 23, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. I must have gone home from the service, and knowing that Pat had just asked me to take his funeral, I made this note by the verse. You can't see it, but it's there. And it's the only writing in this Bible. And I wrote, Pat, most wonderful verse, 2001. And underlined is our home with him. Although Pat didn't know it, his funeral address had already been decided. God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. Now, I don't remember much of what he said, but I know for Pat that was a most wonderful verse, that he could enjoy the indwelling of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that they would make their home with him. For Pat, that was truly wonderful. There's no doubt about it that Pat enjoyed his family home down here, and the appreciations and the tributes that we have heard bear that out. Yes, he enjoyed his home here at 21 Cunningham Drive. He loved Elsie, and 64 years of marriage had not dimmed their love for each other. And it was touching to see that affection being worked out there in the hospital ward as they held hands. Don't anyone say that love dies after 30. It doesn't. It gets better. Well, at least after 60 anyway, but Elsie has proved it much longer than that. And Pat loved his family too. There was a group picture on his hospital table, and you all were there. I think it was his 90th birthday celebrations. And there's one of John and Nairi in the family as well. And no doubt during his conscious moment, you were all on his mind and in his thoughts. A man at home with his family. You will notice in verse 23, it's a home based not just on love, but it's a home based on keeping the scriptures. It's a home based on love. Our verse speaks about being in love with Jesus. If anyone loves me, my Father will love him. And whatever else we might say about Pat, Pat was truly in love with Jesus. He was in love with his Lord. Everything he did stemmed from that vital relationship. A relationship that was made many years ago when he asked the Lord to be his Saviour and friend. And we know that human relationships depend on individuals speaking to each other. And our relationship with our Heavenly Father depends on us praying to Him. And Pat's prayer life should be an example to us all. Last week, Elsie showed me his prayer list. Each day was filled with names and Christian organizations. Every member of this church was on his prayer list. Every family member was on his prayer list, together with many missionaries and societies. When Pat was down on his knees, he was mentioning our names. How blessed and privileged we were. He was in love with Jesus. He was in love with his Lord. But our verse also speaks about keeping my word. And we've heard quite a bit about that this afternoon. Pat not only kept and treasured the word, he was in love with the scriptures. And in Pat, we have lost a reference book from the church library. How often has the cry gone up? Don't know what that means. Better ask Pat. He'll know the answer. He was the source of all knowledge when it came to understanding words and difficult passages. When I saw him 3 weeks ago in hospital, he was drifting in and out of consciousness. Sometimes he'd open his eyes and sometimes he didn't. And I said to him, I said, Pat, I'm speaking at the ladies' meeting next Tuesday. Don't quite know what to speak about, but I'm thinking about the Lord coming back. And I'm not sure whether we will be with him during the millennium reign of Christ or not. You know, in a flash, he opened his eyes and said, wherever Christ will be, there will we be also. And you know, for me, that sort of crystallized that little talk. So sharp when it came to the scriptures. And I'm sure many here too have been enlightened about the scriptures that have caused you difficulty. Now, we've heard a lot this afternoon, but I think to sum up Pat's life, he was a man who loved his family, a man who loved the scriptures, and a man who loved his Lord. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. Pat reminded us at the beginning of our Thanksgiving service of the Boy Scout motto, "Be prepared." Lord Baden-Powell, the founder of that great Scout movement, died and was buried in Kenya. And I'm told, and if you don't believe it, you can ask Gordon Curley, who's at the back, that there is a flagstone in Westminster Abbey commemorating his death. And on it is just his name and a circle with a dot in the centre, which simply means gone home. Pat now is finally at home. Yes, he enjoyed that home with his Saviour, with the Lord, and with the Holy Spirit down here. But now he is at home with Christ, which is far better. I'm sure we can join with the hymn writer when he says, "Praise the Saviour, ye who know him, who can tell how much we owe him. Let us gladly render to him all we are and have. Then we shall be where we would be. Then we shall be what we should be. Things which are not now nor could be, then shall be our own." I trust those words will bring comfort to us all as we go away from this service. Let's stand to sing our final hymn on the sheet. It's Amazing Grace. Verse 3 talks about going home. "Through many dangers, toil and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." Refreshments, and whatever you do, don't forget to sign that book. If not, you'll have Elsie running after you. All right, let's pray. To those who believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, there is the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would lovingly comfort Elsie and the family. be their refuge, their anchor, their strong tower, now and in the coming days. Now may the all-sufficient grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the overwhelming love of God, the sure and promised comfort of the Holy Spirit be our enjoyed portion, now and until we also see our Saviour face to face.